Psycho Shannon! Psycho Shannon! Psycho Shannon! It's my show! Psycho Shannon! Psycho Shannon! Psycho Shannon! Get out of my studio! Go outside! Get a squirrel! Grab a hammer! End its world! Grab a gun! Shoot it in the air! Beyonce, move! Or you'll be dead! You'll be dead!
It is no secret that there is one person in this world that I love.
It's not a secret, no.
More than anybody else that I don't have some kind of family blood relationship with or choose to be in a relationship with. And that person is Kelly Raspberry.
It is.
I love her more now than I love Kelly Clarkson.
Okay. I do remember the love for Kelly Clarkson.
I named my car Kelly Clarkson.
I do remember that.
Yeah. I have a new thing for Carrie Underwood, though. I really want to do all things that she does. I started following her on Instagram, and I bought the cereal that she snacks on. I started eating English muffins with peanut butter on them because that's also what she does. And I try and avoid cheese because she does that.
You're a marketing dream.
I don't have the body that she does quite yet, but I think it's coming.
Okay, if you get her legs, let me know how you do that.
Oh, certainly. But one thing that has never waned since the first time that I listened to this show, or to the Kid Craddock show, and became a fan, is my love for Kelly Raspberry.
Okay.
She inspired me to want to work on the show.
Mm-hmm.
She was the one person in the world that I truly wanted to meet and be friends with.
Okay.
And now I'm fortunate enough to say that I've done those things. I work here, and she's a friend of mine, and if I Google her address, I can go visit her at home, probably. I mean, I don't know where she lives. She's not invited me to the new place yet, but I'm sure it's coming, probably.
Maybe.
You know, probably.
Or.
Why are you saying maybe?
I'm a little concerned about your love for Kelly.
Why?
I mean, I love Kelly, too.
Uh-huh.
I adore her. I think she's fantastic. She's funny. She is the funniest woman in radio. She's a great friend. She's a great mom. But I think I'm able to leave it at that.
What? You don't think that I do?
No, I think you might be scaring her a little bit.
Really?
A little.
Why? Did she tell you that?
No. She may have said something on the show.
I can't hear it all the time. So what did she say?
I think she mentioned something about you being a little scary.
When?
I think after the last podcast where you talked about how much you loved her.
Oh boy. Oh no, I didn't hear that. So she's scared of me again? I should write her a letter and tell her that she doesn't need to be scared of me. It's all love in my heart.
My only concern with that is every time you say one of these things, it sounds a little like those people that stalk celebrities. Like writing a letter to tell them that you're not going to hurt them. And that you really just love them.
So I'm just going to write her and tell her all my positive qualities.
And then all of a sudden you're on her porch and she's wondering how you found her address.
Actually, I think I have her address somewhere. I asked her to give it to me so that I could send her a thank you card for something at some point. So unless she's moved since then, I might have it somewhere. So it's okay. I got that.
Okay.
But putting all the fear aside, Kelly Raspberry, I want you to know, I haven't told her this yet. And I don't think she's found it because she hasn't liked it. And if she found it, she would have liked it. But I started the first Kelly Raspberry fan club.
Okay.
On Facebook. It can't be the official Kelly Raspberry fan club for some reason. That goes against their rules, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
But it is the Kelly Raspberry fan club.
Okay.
And currently, I'm the member. The only member. Keeping it private. I don't really want a lot of other people, you know, posting about her and stuff because I want to be the number one fan.
Okay.
But yeah, it's there. And I'm expecting it to really take off once she finds out about it and likes it herself.
So exactly how is it going to take off if you're the only member?
Well, people don't know about it. So they don't know about this amazing opportunity I've created for them to express their love for Kelly.
So you are inviting other people
not
to be
yet.
Part of the fan club.
I mean,
club.
I will at some point, but I haven't yet.
Okay.
And for right now, I just write my own little posts to her in hopes that she'll read them someday.
But let me, she doesn't know about the fan club?
No, she not yet, but she's going to. Let me grab my phone so you can see what I've written to her so far. Hang on. Okay, so I have my phone.
Okay.
Kelly Raspberry fan club. Somehow it's gotten 3 likes.
Okay.
I don't know who else likes it, but apparently somebody. And I'm going to pull it up for you so you can see the notes that I've written to Kelly behind her back. But I'll show her someday, so it's okay.
Okay.
And if you want, I can just give you my phone and you can describe it a little bit to people who might not know about it. So here you go.
Okay. I Love You, Kelly is the main picture.
It's the cover picture.
The cover picture written in crayon?
Paint. No, it's in paint.
Okay.
On my computer. I drew that myself.
It's a step away from you cutting out letters from magazines and pasting it on paper.
Is it really? No.
Yeah, it's okay. And then the main picture is Kelly.
Yeah, I went to her Facebook page and I saved photos from it, but only pictures of just her. I don't want Alan in them. I don't want Emma Kelly. I think they're fabulous people, mm-hmm. but this is a page specifically for Kelly Raspberry, not Kelly Raspberry and people that she knows.
Okay.
Okay.
All pictures of Kelly
yes.
that you've stolen
yes.
from her page.
Yeah.
Because these are pictures of her like posing.
Yeah.
So these aren't pictures like the two of you took?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, I was thinking at first that maybe I didn't want to her to know that I was responsible for this.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. So 4 posts.
Okay.
Since February.
Uh-huh.
Since February 28th.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's when I started it.
Okay. So a little less than 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
4 posts. The official Kelly Raspberry fan club page. So that's the first one. Okay. In case you find this page, Kelly, just know that I love you. That's the second one on the same day.
Okay.
If you're a true fan of Kelly Raspberry, you have to love her rants. Here are a few of her best Rantberry moments compiled into one video. So it's a link to YouTube. Please tell me that this was something that was already out there and that you did not put this together.
I'm not going to say anything about that. Just keep on going.
Okay. And then the most recent post. Today I celebrate the best woman I know. The woman who makes me laugh with her stories and wit. The woman who has achieved success in every way possible. Today I celebrate the one and only Kelly Raspberry. Please comment on all the ways that you too celebrate her. Except Shannon's the only one on the page. So inviting other people to comment is really just inviting you to comment, which again is a little stalkerish. I'm just saying.
So what you're saying is that maybe my Kelly Raspberry Facebook fan page is a bad idea.
Well, I think it's a bad idea if you're the only fan.
Well, I'm going to open it up to other people. I just wanted to bask in the glory of knowing that I created that for a little bit, and then I'll let other people in on it.
Maybe you should have just added it to your Facebook profile. You know, work at the Kid Craddock Morning Show, do this, number one Kelly Raspberry fan.
That's what I've done so far, and apparently she's already scared of me. Can I please have my phone back?
What is it that you're trying to achieve with the fan club?
I just want her to feel the love. I put on there that only people who would, you're only allowed to post if you're going to say something positive.
Okay.
If you say something negative, I will ban you.
Okay.
No negativity. If it's even remotely anti-Kelly, you're banned.
I'm good with that.
Period. End of story. I don't feel bad about it. I want her to know that this is her safe haven.
Okay.
Her place to go and find loving comments.
Okay.
And beautiful pictures of herself. Maybe I'll start drawing pictures of her too. I need to take art classes for that, but I would do it for her.
All of that sounds good, except for the part where you refer to it as a safe haven, because I'm not sure how safe she's going to feel with you at the helm.
It's harmless. It's a Facebook page.
I'm just saying, all of these things that you keep telling me are the same kind of comments I hear on the news when people say, I wasn't really stalking her.
Well, you can go and like the fan club page if you want to. It's at Kelly Raspberry Fan Club.
Okay.
You know you're going to join.
I am.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Don't tell her about it yet.
I won't.
Okay. So tell me, Deontay, did you like the Kelly Raspberry Fan Club Facebook page?
Absolutely.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
It's fantastic. It's amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm glad that you're supportive now instead of telling me that I scare Kelly and maybe come across as a stalker.
I mean, those things are still true, but
oh,
I didn't want you to be the only person who was a fan of the Kelly Raspberry fan page.
All right. Well, it's still up if you do want to go join.
Okay.
It's Kelly Raspberry Fan Club. If you can't spell Kelly right and you can't spell Raspberry right, then you're not good enough to be on the fan club page. So I'm not going to spell it for you.
I agree with that.
Thank you. I'm glad that you support it. I think that I probably do need to add some new recent pictures of Kelly to the page. But obviously, if I was to say, like, hey, Kelly, can I please have some pictures of you? Because, well, I need them for my fan club page. She's not going to do that because apparently I'm scary at the moment.
Right.
So maybe you could do it.
So you just want me to ask if I can take a picture of her?
Yeah, and then take pictures.
That's a little weird.
Why? Why?
Because you don't just take random pictures of people.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, I do of my family, but not of strangers.
She's not a stranger. She's Kelly.
Yeah, it's still a little weird. I'm also not a really good picture taker.
What?
I'm not.
You have to be.
No, I have. I take most of the pictures with my phone.
Uh-huh.
I have one of those really fancy cameras where you change the lens and all of that.
Oh, those are nice.
I spent a lot of money on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mostly bought it so I could take pictures of my kids, like when they're playing soccer or dancing. And you can take a really quick,
yeah,
you know,
the shutter speed's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't take pictures well. And because of that, I take a lot of pictures of my family when they're sleeping.
That's awesome. I've noticed that on your Facebook page. Are they okay with that? I mean, especially your husband.
Well,
he is probably the only one that would have an issue with it.
Yeah, but we're not Facebook friends, so he doesn't know if I'm posting it or not.
Oh, he doesn't?
No.
Do you have your page set to private so he can't see anything?
No, we're just not friends.
Okay. Okay. So he probably doesn't look?
No.
So you post a lot of pictures of your family sleeping because they're not moving.
They're not moving.
And it takes zero skill
right
to do that.
And I have the time to, if they're asleep, I can move at different angles. I can turn on the flash. I can determine on whether or not it needs a flash or without a flash. I can open a door and turn on a light in the other room.
You can draw with Sharpie on their faces or do anything that you want to.
I could. Here's the funny thing.
Uh-huh.
So most of my kids end up in my bed at some point throughout the night.
Uh-huh.
It's usually the boys. Sydney stays in her room. Jude sleeps with us. Miles gets up in the middle of the night and at some point always ends up in my bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I get up before everyone. So when I get up, it's the three of them in the bed and they're always in the same position. They may all have their left arm up. They're all facing, you know, they're all looking to the right.
Oh, okay. So it's synchronized. The way that they're laying in the bed is synchronized.
Yes. They're
okay.
All okay. In the same position.
Got it.
I think it's weird.
That is a little strange.
I mean, you're asleep. How could they all be in the exact same position over and over again?
I don't know. So I don't have an answer.
I take pictures of that.
While they're sleeping.
And I post it on Facebook.
Is that as far as they go as Facebook? Or do you print them out and hang them on the walls?
Oh,
or
no.
What do you do?
No, just take pictures of them. I took a picture of Jude this morning.
Oh, did you?
When he was asleep.
I missed that. I need to
I haven't posted it yet.
Oh, okay.
But I will.
So are you good at selfies?
No, I am the worst selfie taker ever.
Why?
Because I can't get the angle correct.
Do you have a selfie stick?
I do, but I've never used it because then you have to set the timer and it's very involved.
Okay, so you would just rather take bad selfies with your hand?
Yeah, but here's the thing. Sometimes you need a picture of yourself. Like if you're doing a before and after, like I do a lot, I use a lot of beauty products, you know, to keep my skin looking fresh, all that good stuff. So when I try new things, I want to see if it works or not. So I try to take like a before picture and an after picture, but I'm really bad at it.
I understand this.
And then I'm too close to my face and my nose is huge.
They're just always bad.
Yeah, I just can't figure it out. Like if I get a new haircut, you know, you want to post a picture of your new hair, but I just look crazy. I don't know if I'm supposed to smile. And then if I smile, it's kind of weird because you're just smiling at yourself.
I agree.
And then when I don't smile, people are like, why aren't you smiling? Well, because it's weird.
Just do duck face.
I'm terrible at duck face too.
Can't go wrong with duck face from what I've seen.
I'm the worst
at duck
face.
First, go get collagen in your lips before you do the duck face.
Oh, I don't have time for that.
Please don't do that. I was just saying, I'm not a fan of consistent selfie takers. I think that there is some underlying personality disorder that is going to be a huge study in university soon. I really have issues with people that post a lot of selfies. And I know that maybe it's probably like a really antiquated way of thinking because that's life today. People post selfies.
Right.
But there's so many other things going on around you in the world that you would think that people could find more to take pictures of than just their face.
Well, it probably doesn't make you feel any better to know that of the 5 or 10 that they post, they probably took 50 to get those.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that I automatically judge a person based on their Facebook profile picture.
Okay.
Whether or not it's a selfie that I can tell they took while they're driving or something. And it was just so imperative that they get a picture of themselves at that moment while they're going 75 miles an hour down the freeway that they put everybody else's lives in danger so they can capture their face right then and there.
Okay.
I judge people, even worse, I judge people who take pictures of themselves through the mirror. Like, you know how you take a picture of yourself standing in front of the mirror? I really don't like those.
Yeah, I don't like it either. It just seems weird.
It does, doesn't it?
And it's never a good picture.
No.
Because it's not a close-up. So you're basically standing really far away holding a camera.
When I did headshots last time, this is how anti-selfie I am. The last time that I did headshots, I had my hair girl, Kelly, come to where I was doing them. And I looked at none of the pictures that were being taken. I had her look at every one of them, decide if we needed to continue with that outfit or whatever, or if we had gotten a good shot. And then that was it. I didn't see any of them until they were edited, proofed, and sent to me. I'm that opposed to taking pictures. I don't like pictures of myself, period. End of story. I don't like them.
But I wonder if that's part of your hang up.
What do you mean?
Not so much that people are taking pictures of themselves, but that you are so critical of yourself that you don't want to see pictures of yourself.
I don't understand having that much confidence in your face. Like nobody's there's not very many people who are pretty enough that I want to see endless numbers of pictures of their face. Maybe I want to see what they're doing sometimes, you know. I don't like it when people go a little bit beyond the face and do maybe like a boob shot. Oh, I just needed to show you that I'm swimming in the water, so look at my boobs. Yay. You know, some things are just not necessary. And it's the underlying message, like people who post on Facebook saying, oh, need prayers. Please pray for me. Well, then they're just waiting for somebody to ask, well, what's wrong? What's going on? Just put it out there.
So the vague booking.
Yes, that's what it's called. Thank you. That drives me as crazy as people who post selfies of themselves.
Okay, so two things that really irritate you on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
The overabundance of selfies.
Mm-hmm.
Vague booking.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
I get tired of the copy and paste. The status
thing,
I never do.
Yeah.
And then they try and trick you into it with, I know that good people in my life will copy and paste this. just waiting to see who those people are. Well, obviously, I'm not good because I'm not going to copy and paste your status, regardless of what it is. As soon as I see copy and paste this, I scroll through. There's no point.
Copy and paste is this generation's forward this email to 10 people or so that something good will happen to you.
It's ridiculous. And then those quizzes, it's stuff like there's four colors and whatever color you are is your personality type. I always fall for those. I have to admit it. I fall for them. But I'm pretty sure everybody gets the same exact answer.
I think so, too.
It's a setup.
I think the ones where it says if you get 10 out of 15 of these, you're a grammar expert.
No, those are true. Those are true because I usually am a grammar genius.
Me too. But I think there are people that aren't grammar geniuses that take the test and then they're like, oh, yeah, I'm a grammar genius.
No way.
I think
it has to end up in with something along the lines of you're an idiot. Go back to third grade.
But see, that's why it's not true, because no test is going to say that.
They should.
We should try it. We should do all the wrong answers and see what
I'm
going to
do that and see what happens. People who can't correctly use a comma. Oh, punctuation. That drives me nuts. People who don't punctuate and they turn four sentences into one really long sentence and you have to decide for yourself where one sentence ends and the next one begins.
Yeah.
That drives me insane.
Oh, you know what my grammar pet peeve is?
What?
People that say her and I or him and I. Because that's incorrect.
She and I?
Yes.
He and I?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it makes me nuts.
Oh, the difference or not knowing when to use me versus I really bothers me.
Yeah.
Some songs I love for the most part, but they misuse me or I, and I can't get past that. It ruins it for me.
Yeah, but sometimes you just have to go with what rhymes.
I get that. Or you completely rework the song so it's grammatically correct. There's a Tim McGraw song that I've loved for years. And he says something like, slowly, only, you and I. And it's supposed to be you and me.
What's the next?
All I want to do is watch the wind blow by.
I don't know that that's incorrect.
It is.
Are you sure?
Because the rule is you take out the other person and you stick in the me or the I, and whatever works is what you use. So slowly, only, me. It should be me.
You're correct.
Not I. And so that has completely ruined the love that I have for that song.
You should send him a letter.
I've thought about it.
And ask him to rework the song.
It just means a new title and everything like that. It's okay. He can do it.
Re-record
it. He's a genius. Yeah, I don't have any tolerance for people who don't punctuate and use capital letters occasionally or all caps. I don't want to be yelled at.
Yeah, I don't do the all caps.
Don't do all caps. Don't over emoji. I think that people who use emojis in every single post or comment that they make have a lack of intelligence.
I like emojis.
Okay, use them sometimes, but it's not necessary to use an emoji for every single thing.
Not every single thing.
There are people that use multiple emojis for every single thing.
Is it okay if I use the same emoji multiple times?
That's fine.
Because the laughing emoji, I feel like, needs to be more than just once.
Well, yeah, if you're really laughing about something, then go ahead and put a few happy faces or whatever you do.
Okay.
Laughing until you cry, or that one bothers me a little bit because I don't think that many people laugh until they cry at a text message or an email. I could be wrong. I've never done it. I've never laughed until I cried at a text because it kind of loses all of its oomph when you text something to somebody.
Well, I think it depends on who it is.
Okay.
I mean, you can read something that's really funny. Yeah, if you read like an article or something you see on the internet.
Don't tell me that you're crying after laughing because I know it's a lie. And then I question your entire response altogether. I need you to at least use the right emoji if you're going to use one at all.
You're a deep thinker, Shannon.
I've got to stop after this because I'm pretty sure I sound like a huge judgmental bee at this point. But the one thing that gets under my skin every single time it's done, never do this to me.
Okay.
Is replying with K.
I agree.
If I took the time to text you something, at least give me an okay, not just a K.
And I agree with that.
I think it's in part because the only time that I will ever use that response is if I'm really mad about something, and I don't think that you deserve any kind of reply at all.
Oh.
But I know that you're sitting there looking at your phone waiting for it, then I'll say, okay.
There's an underlying passive aggressive
absolutely
anger.
Absolutely. So if you ever get a K reply from me, you know that I am ticked off about something.
Is it okay if I reply with the thumbs up emoji?
That's fine.
Okay.
I especially love the black finger.
Hey,
thumbs up.
Every time.
That's my favorite one.
And black people who don't know that you can change the skin color, that irritates me.
I don't know how you do it, but I just know I have a black thumb on my thing and I use it a lot because it's my favorite one. So.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.